Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy that every single day we can open your Word and know that each time you have more things that you want us to know about you. You want us to know about your Son. You want us to know your ways. And Lord, not only will you give us the ability to know those things, but your promise is that you would, by your Spirit, empower us to live according to those ways. I pray that you would do both today. Lord, that you'd open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears, so that we could receive from you that which you'd have us to know and the ability to be able to carry those things out, that it might be pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Rest, Feasting, and Gladness. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 17. The battles had been won, and all over the Persian Empire, Jews had defended themselves against the edict which was inspired by Haman to destroy them. Haman's 10 sons were hanging in the streets of Shushan, and victories were being reported in every province in the kingdom. In chapter 9 and verse 17 of the book of Esther, we see how the Jews reacted to such a wonderful defense of their lives and livelihood. We read, "On the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rested they, and made it a day of feasting and gladness." The verse begins, "On the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rested they." After the battles were over, the victories were won, there was time for rest. Until they won, there was time for activity. But now that their lives were safeguarded, they were able to rest. They had to endure during the 13th and 14th days, but then rest came. The verse goes on to say, "And made it a day of feasting and gladness." This victory became so great that the Jews established a feast day called Purim to celebrate it. The feasts of the Jews were meant to remind them of the times when they defeated their enemies, set apart and consecrate themselves to God, or to commemorate days set apart by God himself. This was a new feast to be added to the others. And on this day of feasting, there would be gladness, which means joy, mirth, pleasure, and happiness for all who attend. The Jews were victorious, and their triumph encouraged celebration. We too are in a battle. And during our lives, it is as if we are in the 13th and 14th day of Adar. There are foes who rise up against us, both physical and spiritual. For now, we fight, and the victory is sure to be ours. Just as God Almighty was with the Jews who defended themselves thoroughly, we shall also triumph over our enemies as we continue in our alignment with Him. As Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 10 and verse 22, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved." We must fight on, dear ones, and never lose heart. God is with us, and the victory is just ahead. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And then there will be rest, feasting, and gladness forever and ever. Amen. Next time, we will see an additional day of celebration by the Jews, so read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.